Justin Madden, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you resign after this document has revealed what it has shown to the Victorian public?
Not at all, John. Look, this is a draft document, internal document circulated by my media advisor.
Nowhere does it say on its face that it's a draft, Minister.
Well, it's an inappropriate document, that's for sure.
Well,
John,
is it a draft or is it not?
My understanding is it's a memo. It's basically...
It's a media plan, it says, Minister. It's not a draft or a memo. It's your plan.
Well, my understanding, John, is it's speculation. And I've counselled my media advisor on using speculative language. She's not involved in any planning matters, any decision-making at all.
She's your media advisor. She's privy to all the decisions that are being announced. She works closely in your office. And the document reveals a plan, Minister, not a draft, nothing of the sort.
Well, look, as I said, John, this is an internal working document. No decision's been taken on these projects, John.
You've now said it's three different things. What actually is the status of the document,
Well,
Minister?
John, this is a document that's used internally. I understand it's a sort of a draft document. And it's a draft or a plan? Of its type, a memo, John. It's an internal working document.
It's an internal working document, a memo, a draft. In fact, it's called a plan, Minister.
Well, it's not my plan, John. Put it that way. If it was a plan of any sort, it is a draft plan because I finalise the decisions when it comes to planning matters. I have the ultimate decision-making authority in any of these matters, and these matters are still under consideration.
Well, they're not, Minister, because the document reveals that you are cynically manipulating the process and, in fact, subverting the independence of your office, that you've already made your mind up, and now the process has to be a charade.
Can I make it very clear? I have not undertaken any decisions in relation to these projects yet, and these projects are still under consideration, and particularly in the case of the Windsor, because there is speculation in relation to it, I've told my department to appoint a probity order to assure everybody that every appropriate consideration of the proposal is undertaken.
Well, about the Windsor, Minister, the Windsor Advisory Committee is mentioned in these terms in your plan.
The Windsor Advisory Committee report is due the first week of Feb. The report is expected to recommend that development go ahead. Strategy at this stage is to release it for public comment, as this affects the entire community, and then use those responses as reason to halt it, as we've listened to community views.
Minister, if that's not prejudging a planning issue, what is?
Well, no decision's been taken yet, John.
Well, it's guaranteed to go ahead now, isn't it? The Windsor developers have pretty much guaranteed they'll get their development through now.
Well, there's no guarantees at all in any of those circumstances, John. There has to be a due process undertaken. And as I said, there has been appointed or will be appointed a probity order to ensure that everybody can have confidence in the process, John.
In other words, you accept people don't have confidence in you, otherwise we wouldn't need you to be checked by a probity auditor, would we?
No, I'm not saying that at all, John. I'm saying that the speculation of the media around this memo, this document, is such that I have appointed a probity auditor to give people the confidence, and it's as much part of the media's speculation on this, and unfortunately the speculative language of my media advisor, she's been cautioned and counselled on these matters.
Use those responses as reason to halt it, as we have listened to community views. You're supposed to keep an open mind until submissions are put to you, Minister. This document shows that, according to your own office, you have a plan to refuse the Windsor and on trumped-up basis.
John, I have an open mind in relation to all these projects, and they are still matters for consideration. I don't close off my mind in relation to the consideration. I do not yet have advice from the department on these projects, and I will make up my mind when I receive that advice. And, of course, that advice will inform me as to what's the appropriate decision to make.
On other matters as well, Minister, the Renewable Energy Report is being released. In fact, being released yesterday, according to this. I didn't see it. Recommendations urging us to cut red tape in the planning process, have the state government take over administration, enforcement of permit conditions. In the media comments, it says, Tyner and I working together, I think Batch's office have a strategy involving a whack at the feds. Are you having a whack at the feds, are you, Minister?
No, John. Obviously, this document written by a media advisor used inappropriate language. It was completely inappropriate and used a fair degree of poetic license on a number of fronts. And that media officer has been counselled on the use of language and particularly the speculative nature of the language that's been used.
Minister, one of your portfolio responsibilities is to be in charge of the respect agenda, correct?
That's correct, John.
There's a certain irony, is there not, in using the respect agenda, quote, minister will go to an oldies home with a young person as part of the respect agenda, respecting and building relationships with communities. An oldies home, minister, that's not much respect for the respect agenda, is it?
Well, as I said, John, the language in this document that has been assembled by the media advisor has some very inappropriate language in a number of fronts, particularly speculative or colloquialisms, and that individual has been counselled on the sort of language that is appropriate and the licence that they've taken, which they shouldn't have.
Minister, the reality is this is the sort of document that circulates in every minister's office, in every state government, in every federal government, and it uses exactly this sort of language because this is how politics is in fact done and we rarely get an insight into it.
Well, look, every organisation plans, John, and if we didn't plan, we'd be criticised for that. If this is a plan to be considered, the language is completely inappropriate, and so is the speculative nature of the language. And, of course, the individual who's used that licence has been counselled and cautioned accordingly.
How many times do you get a media plan from your media department, from your media advisers?
John, I don't receive a media plan. It is dealt with within the administration of my office. I don't micromanage my office. There are others who do that for me, and those individuals who are involved in that have been cautioned.
But these these are produced how often? Monthly?
They might be produced regularly. I couldn't guarantee how often they are produced, John, but they're produced probably regularly.
And the language is inappropriate. It's the sort of language that's been used since time immemorial. It's inappropriate now because the public have got to see it. Is that right?
No, not at all, John. Not at all, John. It's inappropriate because the language is speculative and colloquial, and that's not appropriate. If it's a document to be circulated in any fashion, whether this is a draft, whether it's the final document, whether it's a memo, professional language should be used and appropriate language to the processes involved in the planning, consideration of planning matters. And so this individual has been cautioned accordingly.
For this instance, but these are documents that are produced like this all the time in all the ministers' offices, but the only reason someone needs cautioning and this one is a problem is because it's got out.
No, not at all, John. Not at all, John. As I said, in the positions that these people hold, these individuals hold, we all hold, there's a degree of professionalism expected. And the language in that and the format of that should also be professional. So if it's not along professional lines and appropriate, it is completely inappropriate. So as I've said, I've cautioned the individual, they've been counselled appropriately, and my expectation is this sort of informal approach and the informal use of language and people's opinions, which is not appropriate because I'm the final decision maker, is not appropriate and not appropriately used either within my office or externally outside my office.
Minister, you've cautioned this staff member, but this is a document used by several people, and it shows, if nothing else, even if you successfully managed to distance yourself from it, and I'm not sure it's up to the public to decide whether or not you have, but it shows a culture in your office, a state of mind amongst your personal staff in your ministerial office, that the planning process of this state is open for manipulation.
No, not at all, John. I'm the final decision maker. It is not manipulated in any sense. But if people interpret that that way, then they're wrong, because that's not the nature of the language. The use of the language is inappropriate.
Well, with respect, Minister, it is the nature of the language. We've read the document to the public.
Well, the use of the language is wrong, John, and it's inappropriate.
But it shows a state of mind in your key advisers. The culture in your office is that the process is there to be manipulated.
Well, I don't believe that to be the case, and I believe that those in my office who have been made aware of this document have been surprised at the informality of it and the licence that the individual has taken. And they are...
As in, you're an idiot to put that in writing. It's okay to think it, just don't write it down?
No, they are as concerned as I am, John, that someone would not only think that but write it, John.
Minister, again, you've said you won't resign, you've said you won't sack your staff member, they'll just be counselled. Where does the buck stop? No one's going to lose their job over what would be a scandalous insight into the subversion of proper planning processes in Victoria in relation to one of our key developments, the Windsor Hotel, if nothing else.
No, look, this is not subversion at all, John. This is inappropriate use of language by personnel in my office, and it's been dealt with accordingly. And again, the media advisor is not a planning policy expert. The media advisor is also not the person who gives me policy advice on planning decisions, but they might have an attitude that's displayed that's inappropriate, also the use of language that's inappropriate because of the nature of the media. And that's very unfortunate, John, but of course they've been dealt with accordingly.
I'm grateful to you for your answers to my questions this morning, and thank you.
Thank you very much, John.